Welcome back to RSN 927. The text messages are coming thick and fast for your favourite sports movie, Draft Day, Waterboy, some of the suggestions as well. Blue Chips is in there, Any Given Sunday. I must admit, yeah, I do like that one. If you've got one we haven't mentioned yet, send us a message on 0416 90 50 52. And no doubt our next guest, Todd Goldstein, after dominating for North Melbourne for nearly 300 games, has gone back and watched plenty of sports movies. Good morning, Todd. Thanks for having a chat. And my first question to you is, what is your favourite sports movie?
Morning, fellas. I reckon probably Remember the Titans is probably right up there for me.
That gets a tick.
Yes.
Oh, you've seen it? Yes. Suddenly you've seen every movie in the world.
But
Todd, to fill you in,
would you prefer a sports movie or a good sports documentary?
I reckon documentary these days. I used to probably prefer the movies, but now I reckon a good true documentary is pretty good.
Todd, that was the correct answer, and that's just really taken the air out of Scotty Gallen's balloon.
Have you seen Hustle on Netflix yet, Todd?
Pardon?
Have you seen Hustle on Netflix, the basketball movie?
No, actually, I did see that pop up on my Netflix a couple of days ago, but haven't had a chance to sit down and watch it yet.
All right, we'll get you back on post that.
Todd, when you knew you were doing an interview this morning, did you think you'd be quizzed about movies and documentaries? Is that where you thought the direction would be going here?
I probably hoped it was going to go. It's more enjoyable direction, to be honest, at times.
Moneyball's another one that's just come through. That is outstanding. Great book as well. So we've really got onto something. Look, Todd, you've been terrific on and off the field this season, and you've done a fair bit of media this week as well. Is that something that North sort of said, we want one of our highest profiles and most successful players to be out and about and having a chat to people to try and get a bit of messaging across this week?
I actually don't know why it's happened, to be honest. I got a text from the footy club asking me if I could go on the couch on Monday night, and then after having a chat to the media team, and so we could have it's a new media team this year. I found a chat to them and saying I enjoyed it, and obviously didn't do too badly. They were happy to put me up again. So I think that was a test, and I must have passed the test. So they go, all right, we can trust him to go on another format too.
Ooh, we've made an error there. Our hard-hitting questions, we're going to hit you up. Now, we'll talk footy first. I mean, this week, we're down in Hobart, Adelaide. I don't want to say it's a big game and all that sort of stuff, but the realistic is you're playing a team around you on the ladder. So is there an extra layer of up and aboutness this week?
I don't think there's an extra layer in terms of that. I think for us, you know, obviously coming off the bye, we've been able to reflect on how we want to do things and tinker a little bit. So I think, you know, the groups understand that we only have 9 weeks to go, and that, you know, every week's really important from now on, because we need to start turning things around, because, you know, we're definitely not happy with where the season's gone to date, and we know we've got a lot more improvement in us.
Now, Todd, obviously there's been a lot of challenges for North both on and off the field this season, but it's been great to hear from you and see you so much this week, and I think a lot of North people just appreciate the messaging that you're putting out there as well. So for a Kangaroos supporter that wants to feel good about the club, what are some things that are going well at the moment? The training, the team spirit, some promising youngsters, anything along the line that's giving you that edge to keep going?
I think for me, it's the energy that we're getting at training still, and the players are wanting to get better. I think, you know, we've got some incredibly talented young kids, but talent only gets you so far, and they're really starting to put in the work, and they're starting to try and learn what being a professional athlete is really about. And that's the key to this thing, is they've all got talent, it's just how much they want it. So I think I've seen a definite shift over the last month or so in the training standard and how we're going about things, and I think that can take, you know, 4-6 weeks or so to really come out in games. So hopefully now, after a pretty solid block, the boys are ready to come out and show what they've been working on.
So can you confirm that you're blue with Jason Horne-Francis? You told him to get a haircut and he went and did that?
I'd love to say that he listened to me, but I don't think...
It's a good haircut he's had.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think either of them are probably his style, but, you know... We live and we learn these things, but that's what happens when you get involved with Kangaroos. But no, I was a bit shocked, actually, how much this, my conversation with Jace has been brought up so far, and how many articles and things like that. You know, those sort of conversations, they happen 10, 20, 30 times a game with different players, and, you know, you don't have the, during a game, it's not the greatest time to give feedback, so it's usually quite direct, and, you know, you can have a bit of an argument about it, but yeah, it was definitely a nothing to see here moment.
How is the kid going? I mean, he gets a lot of publicity, clearly, because he's the number one pick and you guys are struggling. I mean, what's his sort of nature and how's he handling everything that's sort of been put on his plate?
Well, he carries himself really well around the footy club. You know, he's generally pretty upbeat. He's generally pretty happy. He works really hard and he has really high standards of himself. So I think that's the biggest thing is that, you know, we look at Jason, sort of see someone that looks like he's 21, plays like he's 22, but he's still an 18-year-old kid and he's still got to get his emotional maturity up a bit. And I think that's the biggest growth area for him at the moment. And being able to deal with, you know, when things aren't going his way or he doesn't get a free kick or, you know, his opponent beats him in a contest, things like that, which, you know, he can really control his emotions a bit better. And that's what we're working really hard is just to try and keep him centered and keep him focused on task. As, you know, that's probably the only knock on him at the moment. But you do have to remember he's an 18-year-old kid and he's got a lot more attributes than I had when I was an 18-year-old kid, that's for sure.
And I think it's better than the other way around. If you want a bloke that just wants to win too much and probably can't handle it when things don't go well, as opposed to having to motivate or having to try and get to that level to intensity that you want players to aspire to.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing is that we can all see that the quality of play and the drive that he has. And that's where a lot of his body language and a lot of his emotions come from, is just he really wants to win, like we all do. And none of us are happy with the way we're going. So, you know, we all need to turn around together. And I think for someone like me who've been around for a little while now, I've sort of been through all, I've got things in place to help me deal with emotions and keep me on track. And Jace is still learning what's going to work for him.
Yeah, and David Noble obviously has been under pressure as well. And that infamous spray, I'm tipping you've copped a few over the journey. Where did it rate?
To be honest, it probably wasn't up there with one of the biggest sprays that I've got as a team or as an individual. From when you've had coaches like Brad Scott and Danny Lavely, I don't think it quite rated anywhere near as high as some of those ones. But look, it was. I think when you look at the backstory, I understand that, you know, we just lost by 100 to the side that Noves was formerly the football manager of. So it meant a lot to him. We didn't step up to the plate and perform anywhere near to the quality of football or the type of football that we wanted to play. So, you know, he was a bit fiery, but, you know, to his credit, he has probably understood now that's not the best way to reach this group. And you can definitely see the way he carries himself around the footy club has changed. And, you know, I think it does get through to these younger kids who aren't used to the copping sprays like us older guys are.
Imagine a few of the old North players from the 90s thinking, what about what Dennis Pagan used to say to us?
Yeah, I don't think those guys would cope with the way things have been these days, that's for sure.
Now, you're an unrestricted free agent. I mean, what's your status? I gather, you know, you had a chance to move to Geelong a couple of years ago. You didn't do that. You just want to play out your days at North, or every team's up for a ruckman?
Yeah, look, I've always said, you know, my dream has always been to play 300 games for the North Melbourne Footy Club. So that's the ultimate goal. However, you know, I sort of told my manager that, you know, I want what's going to be the best situation for me. I feel like I'm not just trying to get through to 300 games. I feel like I've got, you know, a bit of footy left in me still, and I think that's the ultimate goal, is I want to be giving myself the best opportunity to play footy. So I actually have no idea what conversation my manager's had so far. We sort of, the way I set up my team is that he does worries about all that sort of stuff, so I can worry about the week-to-week and making sure I'm performing, and it doesn't take away from my weekly performances. So, you know, when he's got something to tell me, I'm sure he'll give me a buzz. But at this point, my phone has been pretty silent other than media stuff. So there's obviously not much to say. But, yeah, my goal was I'd love to finish my career at North. But I think there's still a lot of water to go under the bridge.
Well, you're doing so well in the media space. When you do retire, you'll be able to pivot very, very nicely if you do want to go down that path. So you're playing really well. The question is, are you mentally and physically wanting to go on again next year?
Yeah, absolutely. For me, I think the way I'm feeling at the moment, I'd love to go on beyond next year as well. You know, I think, you know, the 320, the 340 mark is not out of the question for me. I don't think in terms of, I think the way my footy's going, the way I feel mentally, I've got that drive to want to get better, to keep working. And, you know, I think it shows me, in, you know, in my off seasons, especially when I'm working as hard as I ever have, that, you know, I really want to keep doing this and I'm really enjoying it. And I understand you're retired for a long, long time. So, you know, the longer I can keep going, the better for me, I think.
Well, 286 games. You're just behind Brent Harvey on 432. We'll warn him you're coming, and hopefully you can play a few more games yet. Todd, thanks so much for having a chat. Best of luck this weekend and for the rest of the season.
Beautiful. Thanks for having me, boys.